Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly, and it's December 23rd. Almost Christmas. And out of the house, now a creature was doing by Carly. Okay, it was not even funny. Today we have one of my favorites. Oh my God. Talking about favorites, basically, he is my favorite, one of my favorite, kids on the new hospital, and he was just on NCIS LA, my favorite show, and I don't know his area code. So yeah, I think this is him. So everyone, this is a Christmas present to everyone, because we have Hudson West, who plays the adorable Jake Webber. I miss seeing him on my screen. And he was just on NCIS, so let me bring him on. Hey, Hudson.
Hello. Hi, can you hear
Hi.
Me? How are you doing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love you on the new hospital. You know that. You are one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you so much.
You and Spencer and Danny, basically all the kids are my favorites, but you have done some incredible acting last year, and everyone is missing your face on the new hospital right now. I mean, I'm missing your face a lot.
I know, I'm missing
your face,
too.
I know. I know with COVID-19. You know, I imagine they haven't brought all the kids back. But I'm sure you will be back soon. You know, maybe
after
this show, maybe Frank will call you and say, come back now, because Carly wants you back. Because you did such a great job with Steve, your dad, Jason, when you guys were in Kelly's, and the bond that you finally got with him when he came back. And, you know, you fully kind of understood why he was gone for so long, because Jake was gone too. You know, you were prisoner by the evil Elena Cassidine.
Yeah.
But those scenes with you and Steve were amazing. Were one of the amazing scenes of the year. And also, you know, going back a year and a half, when you asked your dad, but your other dad, who you thought was your dad, but it's your uncle, Drew, you know, why, you guys are brothers, why can't you act more like brothers? And I thought of Jake, you know, trying to get them to sit down and talk when you guys, you know, with the baseball game. I thought that was so good, and for you to say, as Jason, what was it like being gone for 5 years? I thought you deserve the Emmy right then and there, because how amazing you did with the monologue, how amazing you worked with everyone on the show, and
oh, thank
especially
you so much.
That moment.
Wow, thank you.
You blew me away. You totally blew me away. You always blew me away, especially when you are, you know, when you were on in July, I think July, for Elizabeth and Franco's wedding, and you, all three brothers, sang side by side. You did a great job there. And so, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that you are everyone's favorite. We want you back because we totally missed you. And, you know, you should be hanging out with your brother Danny a little more. You know, you should go over to Quartermain and hang out with Danny and about you and, you know, every other kid that is there right now. So, yeah, you totally missed on the show. I just wanted to let you know, people have not forgotten you. Don't worry, because you are amazing. So, last Sunday, you were on my favorite TV show besides General Hospital. You were on NCIS. And I almost didn't recognize you because you, you know, got a haircut. And you were playing young Ken. So how about that? And did you get any Chris O'Donnell and Ariel Cruz and the whole cast? And how was that?
Oh, yeah. Well, my hair grew out a little bit, so I had a new hairstyle. And I didn't get to meet a whole lot of the other actors, like my older self and the other cast members. I only got to really interact with the two other boys in the scenes because, you know, they're trying to limit, you know, as much, you know, social face-to-face, you know. So I only got to see a limited amount of people. You know, if you're not filming, you're really far away from people. You're in your trailer.
Yeah.
They're trying to really follow, you know, really guidelines and safety guidelines and stuff to keep everyone safe. So, yeah, you just meet the crew, like the camera people and the PRs and the directors and stuff, and then the two other actors in the scene, and that's pretty much it.
Well, and I mean, but you've been on it before, NCIS, LA. I mean, this was your second time, I believe, right?
This is my first time on the show.
You know what? Okay, NBI or Wikipedia has got to fix this because they said you were on it two times. They need to fix it, but you were so great in that. And my other question, so with COVID-19, you know, we've almost been in it for a year, and I feel sorry for every kid that is going through this. So how has quarantine life been for you? And did you guys go back to school, or are you guys doing things online?
Well, I mean, quarantine has been kind of depressing. I don't know. It's like, you know, you're staying inside all the time. You don't get to see a whole lot of people. As far as the school thing, I've been doing it online. We went home for school back in March, like 13th, I think. And we've been at home ever since. There's not even an option to go back.
During quarantine, do you get bored? Especially during the summer when you really couldn't go anywhere. I mean, you could go some places, but you really couldn't go to everywhere, you know, like a normal summer. Well, how did you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I had a pretty boring summer. I mean, I didn't get to do a whole lot at all. Just hanging out with my family a lot, which is great, you know. That's probably the most positive outcome of this quarantine is getting to spend a lot of time with family. I saw a few of my friends every now and then, but mainly staying at home, doing school, and interacting with my family. And last summer, like a year ago, I got to go to Alaska, and I had a nice big vacation there. And then this year, it was, like, you know, really different because I just couldn't do much at all.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, I have a nephew about your age, and, you know, he told me, you know, he likes it, but he kind of misses his friends.
Yeah.
That is the only down part. And he misses me because he's in Idaho. So, I mean, so Christmas is on Friday. So what are you looking forward to Christmas? Because it's only 2 days away. And, you know, it came really, really, really fast. So what do you got? What is your family tradition for Christmas?
Well, we follow an Italian tradition to eat the seven fishes on Christmas Eve. So seven different fishes my mom will cook. And we do it in, like, each fish is a different, like, time to sit down, so it lasts like a couple hours, because we'll sit down, we'll eat one type of fish, and then we'll go like back, whatever, sit on the couch or something, or help cooking or whatever, and then when the next fish is ready, then we'll go back to the dinner table and eat that one, and so on and so on. And we've been doing that for pretty much every year, or I think so. I don't really remember if I was too young maybe, but for as long as I can remember, we've been eating seven fishes on Christmas. So that's probably our biggest tradition that we follow.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you hoping for, like, did you already make your Christmas list yet? And are you hoping for something incredible? Did you put, like, a top ticket item on your Christmas list?
Yeah, I had a hard time putting together my Christmas list. I mean, I got a new bed, which was nice. It's really cool. I mean, I asked for some other stuff. I needed new clothes and stuff.
You asked
for
clothes?
Year,
wow.
Yeah, this year, I don't know. There's, like, I kind of got everything that I, you know, really wanted all the other years and stuff. There's not really much you can ask for. I used to have really big lists when I was, you know, younger and stuff, but now I already have everything, so I was asking for real, just, like, small stuff, such as, like, you know, new clothes and sandals and a speaker I got. I don't know, just whatever. Not a whole lot on my Christmas list this year.
So what is your favorite food that you guys have for dinner or breakfast for Christmas? What is your favorite thing you look forward to food wise?
Fish. I really like the crab meat. My mom has, like, crab legs and lobster, I think. Yeah, that I really like. I like actually a lot of fish. Salmon is my favorite, but we don't usually eat salmon on Christmas Eve. More like halibut, cod, and stuff like that. But I love salmon, and any time my mom makes salmon, I'll eat it. I love that.
Oh my God, Hudson. Okay, you are a kid, and you love salmon. Okay, most kids your age will look at that and not want it. That is very impressive in my book.
I know.
Well, when I was your age, every time I look at salmon, I'm like, no, thank you. But now that I'm older, I love it. But when you're younger, you don't. And before I bring on my co-host and my host, so what is your favorite food in the whole wide world? If, you know, you could have your mom or your grandma, because I remember you were in the Mother's Day special in one of the magazines last year with your mom and grandma. I think you were talking about them. And so what is your favorite thing they make you, you know, that you love and you want all the time?
Well, my favorite thing just, like, ever, just, like, to snack on and stuff is fruit. I especially love, like, berries. So I love eating blackberries and raspberries and blueberries and strawberries. And my mom will make me yogurt parfait sometime, which I really like. She'll have, like, yogurt and then the granola and then a bunch of different types of berries. And I also love, like, peaches and pineapples and stuff. I like every fruit there is. And then as far as, like, things that she can actually make, I love my mom's mashed potatoes. She makes incredible mashed potatoes and chicken pot pie. So, chicken pot pie is a lot of work for her. It takes a few hours, but it's me and my brother's favorite thing ever. It's been our thing for a lot of years now. One day she just decided to make it, and ever since we always keep asking her to make chicken pot pie.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, mashed potatoes I could eat every day. You know, they are so good and creamy. And, yeah. Okay, and I'm going to bring on David, my co-host, and then I will bring on Bobby, and then our new host, Natalia. And, yeah, so let me see. David. Yeah, David, you're on.
This is David. Just call, say hi. Wish you happy Merry Christmas. I can't stay on, just want to say hi. We do miss your job, so. Nope, come back soon. I can't stay on long, just want to say hi. Thank you so much, God.
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing them.
David, your phone is, like, breaking up.
Yeah, I can't stay on because I'm in the car driving.
Okay, did you have one quick question for him? Because I have to get all the other ones on.
No, go ahead. We'll say hi and come back to us soon. I can't stay on. You welcome back anytime.
Okay.
I can't stay on.
Okay.
What's
your name? Okay.
Okay.
So, no, he
I can't go. I got to go. I'm sorry.
Okay. He totally loves you on the Zeno Hospital.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, David, I'm going to bring on Bobby because your connection is so bad. So, yeah. Okay. Bobby, you on there?
Hey, Hudson. Hey, Mrs. West.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
I just wanted to say
welcome back to the show. Hopefully, I haven't seen today's episode of General Hospital because it's a Christmas episode, so I won't ruin for you. So I won't even mention if you're going to be in it or not, but I'll be surprised when I look at it tonight. So don't spoil it for us, okay?
Okay. All right.
Anyways, I would just want to just ask you, is there any gift that you email or wrote to Santa this year about? Because I know that virtual Santa was more of a thing this year than regular Santa in the past because of the pandemic.
Yeah, I haven't really had much on my list. I know that the PS5 is out and that's super hard to get, so. I mean, I'm not really expecting that because it's, like, real expensive and hard to get and stuff, but that would be probably the best gift. I know every boy in the world's asking for that, though. But, yeah, not a whole lot, but I'm asking for some other stuff, just little things.
Mm. Yeah. And finally, my last question is there any anything that you all are planning to do during the holidays?
Well, not really, because you can't really go anywhere. Stuff is closed. You don't really want to go to big gatherings or can't really see distant family. So I'm thinking that we're just going to probably stay at home and just see my immediate family.
Right. I know that's the big thing that Dr. Fauci has said and all local health officials and governments, like our government here in North Carolina and your government in California. But I just wanted to say to you guys, to you two and to Mr. West and to your brother, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and hopefully we'll see more of you on General Hospital in the coming year.
All right, thank you. Happy Holidays to you too.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, good job, Bobby. And so my next, my new host, Nadia, who I love who's, you know, on Daytime After Dark now. Let me bring her on. Hey, girl.
Hi, Hudson. Hi. Hi, Hudson.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How about you?
Good. Good to hear from you. So, I have a couple of, well, maybe I just have one question. So what attracted you to begin your career as an actor?
I kind of just like fell into it. It wasn't something I had always like planned on doing when I was like real little, but it all kind of started when I was like 4 years old and people mm-hmm. told me that I should do like print and like modeling and stuff. So then I
right.
went to a modeling agency, and this is when I lived in Ohio, and there wasn't a whole
mm-hmm.
lot of job opportunities in Ohio. And I went to, in Cincinnati, this modeling agency. And then from there, they would have acting workshops where, like, some producers and directors and actors from California, they would go and they'd teach them classes. And they would, like, see me, how I paid attention to the class and how I did or whatever. And they recommended that I would go to an expo in Dallas, Texas, where
mm-hmm.
you would go up on stage in front of a lot of people that were, like, directors and important people from Hollywood. And I did, like, monologues and commercials and other just stuff like that up on stage. And then from there, it was, like, directors could pick some kids up and they would, like, they saw me. And they just kind of called me to California. And I was so young at the time, I didn't really know what was happening. I just went with whatever my mom said. We're going to California. Okay. So then I moved there. The rest of my family, my brother and my dad, stayed in Ohio. And I went
mm-hmm.
out there for a few months, and I did some little things, and then it just kind of picked up from there.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah,
that's great.
Cool.
Yeah. And what sort of acting roles will you be seeking in the future? Do you know?
Hopefully a lot of feature films, because
mm-hmm.
I've been doing mostly like television and guest appearances and stuff for a while. I've been trying to get a feature film and like a lead in that, So that would be nice, ambitious and stuff, but I don't know. I don't really care. I'll do whatever, but a feature film is probably what I'm pursuing right now.
That's awesome, and that's great that you were also on NCIS, too. That was awesome.
Yeah,
did
that
you
was
enjoy
totally
that?
Blast.
Yeah, it's
was,
a great
yeah,
show.
It was nice that, yeah, it, now being on set, like, this year, it's a lot different
mm-hmm.
and, like, more depressing, and like it's not as fun as usual sets. Now, if you're not filming, you're going to be stuck in your trailer, and you have to stay away from people and stuff, and you have to follow the guidelines to keep us all safe. So it's definitely not as fun as it used to be.
Right. I know it must be hard where you guys can't communicate like together that much,
Yeah, I know it's still a great set, but
yeah.
I mean, compared to, like, Penny Dreadful, which I did last year and the beginning
mm-hmm.
of this year, I got to see everybody. There was a bunch of people. We got to move around to different beaches to film and stuff, and I could really interact with the kids after shooting, during shooting. So
mm-hmm.
that was, of course, a lot better back then, but.
Right. Now, do you know, when you're going to be back on General Hospital?
No, I have no clue.
Okay.
No, I think I'm still employed. I'm still part of the show because I get emails about, stuff going on with the show. But,
right.
I mean, I heard that they're kind of talking about Jake on the show, but... Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
far I haven't heard anything about going back.
Oh, well, I hope you're back on soon.
I know, me too.
Because it seems like a fun place to work.
Yeah, I loved being on General Hospital. You know, I was here for years and years, but, you know, haven't been on there in a while.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for coming on to our show. We really enjoy
having
you.
Thank you so much.
Definitely. And I hope you decide to come back again and join us. And hopefully the next time we do come back, you're on GH again.
I know.
Yeah, we told me when you would come back. And when you are back on General Hospital, let tell your mom or have Lisa, let me know if we can have you back because you are one of our favorites. And have a really good Christmas and a really good New Year.
All right. Thanks for having me. And happy holidays to you, too.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Thank you. Bye, hon.
Have a
good
day.
Good holiday.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. So, yes.
Hello?
David.
Hi.
You know, David, phone was crappy. David, is your phone better now?
No.
Okay,
hey,
well,
David.
We are just going to have, like, 5 minutes of the show, and then, you know, then we are going to, you know, end it. So, just, David, have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
I don't know if you can still hear us.
David?
Yeah. And
David,
you know what? I just want to say...
Yeah.
I just want to say it's so sad that it's our last show of 2020.
I know.
I know, but when you look back, you guys, individually, at 2020, what do you think everyone's going to remember, seriously? Because, you know, this has been one of the years where... I thought this is like the most crazy year. What do you and Bobby think of it, Natalia? What do you think?
Well, first off, not really having to see a lot of my friends and going out to a lot of places because I've been here for 9 months and we've been stuck here. So I'm just definitely going to hope that 2021 will bring us with a better opportunity once the summer comes, once the vaccine kicks in, which Pence and Biden took on TV. And speaking of which, I don't mind seeing the president on TV, but not during General Hospital, because you did 2 days in a row, Mr. President. Mr. President-elect. But... Don't end up being like Trump now, Joe Biden. Otherwise, don't be like Joe Biden. Don't be like Donald Trump, Joe Biden. I don't want you to interrupt General Hospital that often like he did, okay? Thank you.
Well.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, we are here. So, Natalia, what do you think of 2020 for you personally?
Personally, 2020 for me was really not good. It was a horrible year. Not only the COVID, but also, you know, like my mom and stuff was in the hospital for quadruple bypass surgery. So it was a tough year, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think personally for myself, it's been, like, one of the most craziest years ever, personally. From, you know, my grandma going to the hospital, not having COVID, just going to the hospital and getting the fit out of everyone thinking that, you know, we got the call and it looked really bad at one point. And between that and COVID-19, and, you know, the only blessing during this time is Daytime After Dark has had so many interviews, since COVID. I mean, we've been working all the way through COVID. A lot of shows probably haven't, and we have. We have been busting our asses off, excuse my language. But since January, we have been on. You know, we've had like almost four week interviews, 4 days a week interviews, sometimes three. You know, I really believe that we are going to be one of the top radio shows for yet to come, especially now that we brought you on board, and you are the biggest gift, Nadia, for 2020 for me. I mean, I am so glad when I said, did you want to be co-host? And now, breaking news, people, see, the host, along with me, we are both hosting the show.
Yay.
And you and Bobby are, you know, co-hosting. And when Maggie can, she will, you know, host with us. But with the way her health is going right now, I'm not putting any pressure on her whatsoever, because it just, you know, has been one craziest years. And I just think that I'm glad we found you. Well, I'm glad I found you. It's all me. No, I'm just kidding. But I just love that we are finally getting, you know, our team together, and we are going to be social media the hell of 2021, Nadia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, does anyone know what's going on with the stimulus package yet? Do we know what the heck they are doing? I mean, in a 24-hour period, you know, from the guy in the White House, and, you know, people know how I really feel about him. What? I mean, do you feel the same as Bobby and I about him, Nadia?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hello?
Do you feel the same way about Trump as we do?
Yes.
I mean, because, okay, tell me if I'm dreaming this in my head. Didn't 4 months ago the Democrats said they wanted $2,000, and didn't the Republicans and Trump said that was too much? Am I dreaming this, you guys?
I believe
that
you
happened.
Were correct.
Yes, okay. But now, he wants us to have the $2,000. And I will tell you why this is going on for people out there that
Well, Carly, I'm sorry, Carly, but I hate to break it to you, but maybe President Trump has a point. I mean, I don't care
how
much it's
in
this.
Okay, he has a good point.
So I believe. Hold on.
Nadia, go.
So,
and Bobby, go. Yeah.
Sorry. This will be the only time that I will ever agree with Trump. $600 is not enough. I believe we do deserve more.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some of these TV stations with satellite companies are fine to try to stay on the air and asking for more money. They can get better deals than what this is going on right about now. That brings me to another thing. Maybe we should switch television stations and have them work for the president, and have Congress work for these networks.
Right.
True.
Okay.
And Nadia, I mean, it felt like to me that, you know, this for once, you know, for once, okay, you know, saying what the American people need, but what are doing this 6 months ago when people were really struggling financially 6 months ago? But now you want to turn it around on the Democrats who said it long before you did? I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm just mad at this man who's never been running this country. And come on, we need help. Seattle. I don't know about Boston or North Carolina, but we have not had any help on the federal level in all of this. And we were the first case of COVID-19. And I know this is daytime, so, but I don't care. I'm mad. We haven't had any help. You know, Washington, D.C. sort of said, you know, screw you, basically, because our governor would not shake Pence's hand. And at that moment, we never got the help that we needed. You know, and our governor has sued him so many times. It's too many to count by now, but I just want the help of the American people, don't you guys?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because...
But I hate having to not be with friends during the holidays because we had to be with just one family member and a mini family member. And I understand what the health officials are saying. And I don't want to get this virus. I mean, as soon as the vaccine gets available to the public or available to my group, I'm going to take it immediately and hope that it kicks in and hope it doesn't give me the virus. Because it doesn't mean I'm going to not wear a mask, because I'm going to still wear a mask no matter what, even when it's off.
I just think that they should have helped us long before, and, you know, they haven't. You know, and I'm just on a daytime note. Okay, I am so sick of you know, people going down on Carson and Carly all the time, and Jason, calling them trash. Okay, those three have kept us watching for 20 years. Me for 20 years. How long have you guys been watching Z8?
Well, I've been watching probably dating back to the storyline where Courtney was working for the mob as a stripper, I think. If you remember that one? Years ago. So dating back to when Vanessa Martell came back to the show in 2002, I think it was.
Well, yeah. What about you, Natalia? How long have you been watching that?
I have been watching General Hospital for, let's see, I want to say, actually, I just recently, because, see, my work schedule is very tough, and I never knew about Hulu and all this other stuff before, so I never really used to watch it before. So I probably want to say I really started watching it when I was on leave from work for the 6 months. So probably since June, I really started watching it again of this year. And then probably the beginning of last year, because I watch it off and on at work, too. See, my work is all over the place.
Well,
yeah, that is when you don't have breaking news from the governor or the mayor in your city or the president.
I think that I love the new hospital. I've been watching it since I was 8 or 9. Actually, I could say since I was a baby because my mom watched the Look and Lower Youth. So that in itself, but the people I love more on the show is Carly, Jason, and Sunny. Those are my three main characters that I love. And when people go trashing them on Twitter, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. They think that they have all this power and they are telling their stories and they have this so much power. No, that's not true. You guys agree with me. They are doing what they all intend to do.
That's right. You're correct.
I mean, I'm sick of hearing every day that, oh, Laura got busted up by being together. That is so stupid, you know, and I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of Laura bashing, Mo bashing, she put him bashing. I'm sick of Carson getting back. I'm sick of Dolly getting back. I'm sick of Sanson getting trashed on a daily basis. Where was the thing when Lillian was doing all this shit? Where was the stuff when Ava did mixing of the drugs? But somehow they covered that up and said, oh, she never meant to kill Morgan. It was Ava Pierce and Olivia's bomb. With the help of Zillian. But everyone wants to say it was Carson's fault. And I'm sorry, I know, Nadia, you haven't been watching it for as long as I have. But when you take my three characters, and Bobby knows this already, when you take my three characters and want to trust them, that is, you know, fighting words. That is fighting words for me. And Nani, you are also a Carson fan, right?
Yes, I like Sunny and Carly. Basically,
and
my favorite is Alexis. I like Nancy. She's my favorite. She's the one who attracted
me
to the show.
I mean, I know it's Julian was great adversary for Sunny. I would always say that. And, I don't think this is William's last curtain call on the 8th. I feel like with the fans, what the fans need to do, because really, I want Nadia to be happy for Christmas. I think the fans need to, William and Emmy, we need to speak out more loudly because, you know, there's a whole list of people they could have gone with besides, you know, them. And you guys agree with me, right?
Yes, and I do want to bring up two more points here. I actually started watching General Hospital by way of Poor Charles when Kelly Monaco was on there. So actually, thanks to Kelly Monaco, I actually followed her. And secondly, I don't believe what they're trying to do to Sunny right now, because I know you agree with me, Carly, on that. And
research.
Third, I hear rumors that might be going to Young and Restless. I'm not buying into those rumors just yet.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I just want to say before we end the year, We will be back in 2021. Why do I keep calling 2020 people? When 2020 gave us shit, excuse my language, but, you know, once Kobe Bryant passed away, that was like the tip of the iceberg. And then everything else went crazy after that. Mm-hmm. I felt like we lost Kobe, and then we lost 3,000 other people that Trump needs to be, crazy. I really believe that. And Natalia, who are you looking forward to interviewing in 2021?
21. What was the question?
Okay, fine. My brain is on my brain is on the worst year ever, you know, and I don't know. I come January 1st.
You're so funny.
I would be happy, but none of us should be saying this is going to be a great year. None of us should say that because we are just setting ourselves up to fail. You know, because this, I did that last year. I said it was going to be an awesome year. I was dead wrong, okay? And with the other strain of virus, yes. And I just want to say that one of my TV idols that I watched for so long on TV, Kirk Cameron, is now making me mad. I'm sorry, Nadia, did you read it? Nadia, you read what was going on Twitter, right?
On what?
On Twitter with Kirk Cameron. Did you hear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so he ignored the directive of health to host another maskless killing event in South California and Mall at the Reland deals with the highest student number. I'm sorry, but Kirk Cameron, you just lost me as a fan. Because you should be caring about the people and not everything. I mean, California, you know, is dealing with a lot of COVID cases. And yes, I will say it's a pain in the ass to wear the mask. But I would rather wear the mask than end up with COVID, wouldn't you guys?
Yes.
All I'm going to say is Southern California's COVID rate's going to be up no matter what happens this holiday season, just as a result of that. But I will just say one thing. If this had happened to Candace Cameron, I would have lost all respect for her from the Fuller House series, and from the Hallmark Channel movies, because I would have lost all respect to her.
We are gonna close here, but we will be back in January. And David, I know, has left the building, but we all need to get on a group text with booking, because Natalia and I are going to try and book more people for the show.
And I'll try my best to get some of the stars I'm familiar with through social media, so I can at least pass that on to you, because I figure if the three of us and David and even Maggie and yourself, Carly, can do that, I think we can basically be having a pretty good show where we'll just be a school show than a soap talk show.
You know, and Nadia, I'm going to really try making the real thing tonight, depending if I don't fall asleep on myself. You know, but if I don't make it, let me know.
I'll text you when I go on, and then you can go on.
And one more thing, Carly.
I found that phone before.
It's free. Bobby, do you have Zoom?
I only have my phone. But the only thing as far as Zoom means, I have to pay money for it. But
no, you don't.
Not tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, not tonight.
Not tonight. We don't have to pay money.
Okay, well, that sounds great. That sounds great. But I do want to just say, I think Young and Restless and Bowling Review 4 are looking at flashback episodes for the holidays from last year. I don't know how General Hospital is going to do, because I think it's going to be a repeat
on Thursday, and I think
the Celtics game is on at
Friday.
Because the GH won't be back until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's going to be bumped for the Celtics game. Am I correct? Because I'm not sure what time the Celtics game is.
Yes.
Because that Celtics game is going to be national, like the Patriots game is going to be national on Monday. So, okay. Anyways, well, but I do want to say very quickly, because I know you all will say goodbye in a minute, happy holidays to all you guys. Hopefully Santa will treat you well, and hopefully for the new year that things will be better for 2021, as we said earlier.
Yes, definitely.
Well, yeah, and you guys just have a great Christmas and a new year, and we will see you back in 2021. I mean, yeah,
right.
2021. I finally said correctly. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Bye.
New Year.
Thank
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.